another episode of Public Opinion with your host, Pam Morton. I am so excited to be back in the studio again. I am loving my little new surroundings. I really will say I am enjoying this. I hope you have enjoyed watching us on Facebook as well as YouTube. Continue to follow us. And I am so excited because I have a very special guest host today. I'm going to be introducing her in a few minutes, but I just cannot believe that we are already in March. This is like Women's History Month. It's also International Women's Day. So it's all about women. It's all about coming together. And I really enjoyed the last episode, Strong Black Women. And I am going to have a part two to that. So stay tuned.
Do you hate grocery shopping? Well, then save yourself that trip to the market. Instacart delivers groceries in as fast as 30 minutes. They connect you with personal shoppers in your area to shop and deliver groceries from your favorite stores. Instacart, it does all of that for you for one low monthly fee, and you get free delivery on your first order over $10. So follow the link in the show notes. Instacart, never step foot in a grocery store again.
But I do want to introduce my special guest host, because I said I was going to have some special guest people joining me to help me because Vinetta is unable to help me with this long form of this show. So she's going to be my special guest host. Let's get started and find out who she is. My special guest host is Nia Clark. Nia is a Cleveland native, wife, mother of four, proud Nana of five, and has a grand doggy and a grand kitty. Having spent 25 years employed within the juvenile justice system, Nia recently decided to jump ahead of retirement and embrace the soft life in order to spend more time pursuing things that she loves. Nia also has a channel on YouTube, Knowing Nia, where she shares her personal life struggles and successes, weight loss journey, and gives tried and true advice to help people shift their mindset by applying small changes in their thinking and outlook in order to achieve a more positive and satisfying life experience despite an adverse or traumatic past. Nia also is a lead singer in a local cover band called The Light of Day. So she has a whole lot going on. So let's welcome Nia. Nia, thank you. I have to give you a hug. Happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you. Happy to be here. You look great.
Okay. And so Nia, in case you all say, hey, I remember that lady. Nia was a guest on the show last year when we did the show about older women, younger men. And I have to say, Nia, that was one of the most popular episodes that I had. I don't know if women were like, hey, you know what? I don't have to wait around for a man my age. I can go tip my feet in some younger water.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm happy to have you back. And also, what people may not know, if I didn't say this before, Nia, you used to be my clerk.
Okay? I was.
Because in your bio intro, I said that you have retired, but you retired from me. So I'm a little sad, but I'm happy for you because I have to say it takes a lot of courage to just say, I'm going to go out. I'm going to do some other things. I don't want to just wait around for retirement to find me. I'm going to get ahead of my retirement.
Exactly.
And that's what you have done. But I remember when you were working with me, you always, and I have to say, you are a good daughter. Nia always was checking on her mom. Her mom had, she had a stroke, right?
She had a stroke.
Her mother had a stroke. She was in the hospital, and then she had to go into a nursing home. And she went to the nursing home, and then, you know, you were always on the phone. Okay, I got to see what, make sure my mom is all right. Make sure my mom is all right. And, you know, you were going back and forth. And then it came a time when it was time for her to come home.
Yes.
And so that was kind of an ordeal. I remember you were going through some stuff trying to make sure she had the home health aides in place and everything else that you had to have. So that's what's leading us to what the topic is this week. Because I thought after hearing that and after talking to a lot of my friends, so many people, and I'm very blessed, my mother's 84 years old. And she's in relatively good health.
Yes.
But a lot of my friends either have two parents or one parent that's still alive. And people are just living longer now. But everybody is not in the best of health. So that's what we're going to be talking about this week is, you know, just caring for old, you know, your elderly parents and strategies or resources that are available. Yeah. So Nia has a lot of experience, and that's why I want you to be on the show with that. So whatever you want to add to that when we have the conversation, I want you to do that. But I also have another guest who is going to come on and talk to us specifically on that subject. So I want you all to find out about my next guest. Denise Rucker Burton is a public administrator and gerontologist. For the past 11 years, she has served as program administrator for the Cuyahoga County Division of Senior and Adult Services, where she oversees community outreach and engagement, marketing, communications, and the Cuyahoga County Senior Services Network, a collaboration of over 60 senior centers and senior serving organizations. Denise is also a wife, mother to three adult children, and a caregiver for her 78-year young parents. So let's meet Denise. So welcome, Denise. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. And you have a wealth of knowledge as a gerontologist. So first of all, before I even ask you the question, please explain to my audience and to us, what is a gerontologist?
I'm glad you asked. So a gerontologist is different, of course, than a geriatrician. But a gerontologist is someone who has specified training, very, you know, specific training in caring for older adults. There's actually a degree in gerontology, which a lot of people didn't even know that. No. And I actually have one. but it's all pretty much non-medical training. But basically a gerontologist is someone who has specialized training in caring for older adults and also someone who understands the aging process.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
that's amazing.
Because the question, and you know, it wouldn't be the public opinion show if I didn't have a question, but the public opinion question of the day is, what are some of the best strategies or resources available for caring for our elderly adults, for elderly adults or parents?
Okay. Well, again, great question. And I'm so happy. Thank you for asking me to be here because working as a gerontologist and also being a caregiver myself is it's a blessing, but it's also difficult as well. But in terms of just preparing for strategies, or not just preparing, but overall, I think there are a few things that we can do, or anyone should do, when looking at taking care of their elderly parent. The first thing is to plan ahead. You know, a lot of us don't do it. I didn't necessarily do it either, even though I'm trained in it, right? So developing that plan before you actually need it. That's important. So talk to your older loved ones while they are still, you know, with it, while they understand.
Yes.
Engage in those conversations so you can develop a plan ahead of time. The second thing is to develop a list of contacts. So know who your parents or elderly loved ones' doctors are. Doctors, specialists, who they go to see for their eye exams, for all of their medical needs. Develop that contact list. The third thing is to reach out to their primary care physician. That is critical. And if they don't have one, get one. They need to have one.
Yeah.
And it's even better if that primary care physician is a geriatrician, which is a doctor who has years of experience actually caring for older adults. That's a third thing. The other is to identify organizations that specialize in providing services for older adults. I actually happen to work for one, the Cuyahoga County Division of Senior and Adult Services. So we provide services for older adults age 60 and over, but also to adults age 18 to 59 with a disability.
Okay.
So that's one resource. And the other large organization in our area that really is a great one to connect with is Western Reserve Area Agency on Aging. They have additional resources that even go beyond what we have at the county. Fifth is to ask for help when you need it. I can't tell you how important that is. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those, like a lot of women, we don't often ask for help until, you know, it's, you know, it's kind of stressful for us. Yeah, exactly. But ask for help when you need it and identify who can help you in your family and then delegate to them and ask them, you know, hey, I need help, you know, taking mom to the doctor today. Can you do this? Mm-hmm. And then lastly, just in a general sense, and probably this is one of the most important, and I know you understand too, practice self-care.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That is coming up in every single show just about that I do is self-care, self-care. Yeah. Because to take, when you think about it, if you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of somebody?
Absolutely.
And that's why I always say you can't pour from an empty cup at all. So, you know.
That's I like that.
You just can't do it. I mean, you're no good to anybody if you're not good to yourself first.
You're not.
So,
right. And, you know, I like what you said about talk to your parents.
Yes.
And because my mother, you know, a couple of times she's shown me maybe in the house, okay, this is where I keep such and such, but I never really kind of looked at it. And you're right. I don't know her doctor's name. Yeah. Like if something happened, I would, you're right. I should know her doctor. So I can call and say, hey, you know, this is what, you know, what's going on. So I do think it's very important to have that conversation. A lot of times people don't like to talk about things like that because it's just not fun.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But that's something that,
but it's necessary.
It is necessary.
And I appreciate you saying that as well, because I just got thrown into the fire pit with my mom, as you already know. Mm-hmm. And so all of this, you know, becoming POA for her, becoming familiar with her doctor and scheduling appointments, all that, you know, what meds are you taking? Does she still need to take this med? You know, what is this doing? You know, so it is, I, you know, really appreciate that. It's so imperative to just have that ready, because none of us, it's not predictable.
It's not.
Just, nothing's predictable.
It's not.
Because you, you know, God bless your mom. She's in a great state of health.
But you just never
But anything, know. Even people younger than any of us can fall into a separate state at any time.
That's right. And I like what you said also about the county offering services for the disabled between that age as well. Because my mother is 84, like I said, but she also cares for my sister who is disabled.
Wow.
And my sister is she'll be 66. Mm. No, what am I talking about? She'll be 65.
Okay.
This year. And the question always has come up, well, what are you all going to do if something happens to your mom?
That's right.
Who's going to care for your sister?
That's
so we have to have a plan.
Absolutely.
You have to have a plan on, okay, number one, what should happen if my mother gets sick or disabled? Is she going to move in with us? Or are we going to, you know, look for assisted living or whatever her situation is? And then on top of that, what's going to happen with my, you know, sister? Yeah. So all of those things are things, though, as a family that we do have to discuss.
We absolutely do.
There's things that you just have to do.
We do.
So does the count? So what in that situation? What type of resources would I be looking for in that situation?
So the County Division of Senior and Adult Services has about 7 core programs. So we offer what's called Adult Protective Services, and that's actually mandated. It's our only mandated service. So we actually go in, if there's similar to like what we do for child abuse, if you know of someone who's 60 and over, who or even 18 to 59 with a disability that may have, that you suspect is being abused. Financial abuse, physical, emotional, even self-neglect, our office provides services. In fact, we're mandated to go in and respond to those allegations of abuse, do an investigation, and then we go in and do wraparound services for that. The other service that we have is home support services. So we offer for both populations, the disabled and for seniors, we offer services in the home. So you were talking about home care for your mom. What a lot of people don't know is while we offer services, home care services, for those who may not have the financial resources, we also have services for private pay. So we on a sliding fee scale. So that's one of our little best kept secrets.
Because that was a big issue. I know you were like, I gotta get somebody in to the house.
Yeah,
you know, that's a big, you know,
it is a huge issue.
And
for
it's a burden having to go from a full time job. Fly after work to go take care of mom, or some days I call her, I'm running late because I'm taking care of mom, you know, and so it's just a stressor that doesn't need to happen if it doesn't need to.
Exactly. It is. And then there's daycare services, right?
Yep, there's adult day. We actually, under our one of our other programs is community social services. So we fund, we provide about $3.4 million worth of funding to senior centers to do senior centers and adult day care centers to provide those types of services as well. We have information and referral, which basically means if you call, if whether it's you or anyone in the community professional or whether it's even a minister or neighbor, if you call in to our connection center, we actually take that call, take the information. We do what's called a triage we will triage you. So we basically take the information and we will give you a printout or verbally tell you exactly what that older adult is eligible for and then set you up with the case manager to walk you through it. Then, of course, we have skilled care and we also have what's called options for independent living, which is non-medical care also in the home. And so you're right. You know, it's not a lot of adult daycare centers out there. We fund, actually right now we fund one. There's probably about four major adult days, but they're there. But, you know, the need is great.
And the people you said, people need to know about that. And I think it's important for people to still stay active. And
absolutely.
If there are things that they can be doing during the day, you know, you know, you need to know about some of those things. One of the things that my mother takes advantage of is this paratransit.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was telling
you. She does.
My mother will take the paratransit to go out dance. And she's like, I'm going out. And I said, well, Mom, how are you going to get home? What time is this thing open? She said a paratransit runs to like 1 or 2 in the morning. I said, what are y'all up to? What are y'all
doing?
Till 1 or 2 in the morning.
They're having fun, as they should.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I mean, those are, I'm just saying it's important to take advantage. Mm-hmm. I mean, we pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so why not make sure you're understanding all of the resources that are available?
Yeah, exactly.
So that you can, and like when you said this is the best case, I'm like, I would have liked to have known that.
Well,
people need to know that there's resources that, you know, you can get help in the home or even transporting people, you know, to doctor visits. All of that type of stuff you just need to know about.
You know, people, it's mental health is important, too, in every population.
Right.
So a lot of people in these situations, they decline mentally because they feel they're trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do things I like to do anymore because they assume that they can't get there. Or there's nothing for them. You know, especially when family participation is limited. So, again, making this known.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so thankful to be on here today.
Oh, thank
because
you.
We are we need to get the word out even more.
Yes.
You know, we do presentations in the community all the time. But we need to get, these kinds of, smaller,
very
more intimate
important.
Settings
Absolutely.
Even is even important. I also wanted to share another resource that I forgot to mention, and that's your senior centers.
Okay.
So not in every community, but the majority. So Cuyahoga County has 59 municipalities, right? Are we? And so within each of those municipalities, there's usually some type of office on aging or some kind of program. So that's another resource to connect with.
Right.
Those are kind of hubs in the community and they'll have sometimes even a social worker there that can help guide you to some of the other resources available.
Well, I'm so grateful to you for coming on and just telling us this because, I said, people need to know. And this will at least make people know, even if they're not in Cuyahoga County, whatever county you're in, go on. And I guess you would Google,
whatever county you are. Yep.
Like Department of Aging or something
Absolutely.
To that effect. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll be able to find some. Mm-hmm. But I really, really appreciate this. Also, what's important before we close is just even end of life, making sure that you're prepared for that type of thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was saying I was having a problem with getting my mother life insurance. Mm-hmm. She had some life insurance that dropped or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you got to look into all of that.
Yes.
Those are things that need to be talked about. So before we go, Nia, did you have anything you wanted to ask her in particular before we close?
You know, I as far as the services, everything you've already spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
Therapies. What about therapies and things like that when people need, like, the physical, the speech, the occupational? Mm-hmm. You guys provide those services.
So we
as well?
Do offer therapy under our skilled nursing service.
Okay.
Those programs are very limited with us, but we can, and what we normally do for folks who need PT, physical therapy, OT, occupational therapy, and speech, is we refer. But we also encourage you to go back to that primary care physician because,
okay.
you know, with all of those therapies, mm-hmm. you need a doctor's order,
you
right?
Do. Yeah. The referral.
So that referral yeah. Is, yeah. is key.
And so people of all, I won't say income levels, but Medicare,
yes.
Medicaid.
Yes.
These mm-hmm. are people that are covered under these for these
absolutely.
Services, correct?
Yes, yeah. absolutely. And so, you know, I don't want to mislead and say that we can take care of everybody.
Yeah, yeah
of
yeah.
course. But that assessment is so important. So that's why calling into that connection mm-hmm. center, and I'll throw out the number for you if you don't
okay.
mind. It's 216-420-6700. That's
420-6700.
But calling into that number okay. will get you to a connection center specialist uh-huh. who can really just give you the guidance that you need.
Oh. Okay. And another question. Thank you for that. Another mm-hmm. question I have for caregivers.
Yes.
Because as she's aware, you know, I've mm-hmm. been running crazy and I'm on this sabbatical right mm-hmm. now, which I'm enjoying, but there's a limit to the enjoyment because of still having to care for mom. You know, there's mm-hmm. trips that are planned mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, worried, like, am I going to get somebody, you know, to mm-hmm. be, so our mental health, I think, takes a toll as
oh,
well.
God, yes. Yeah.
So how does that come into play for us?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to throw this out there real quick. So, 'cause I think this is pretty, just profound. So in the United States, an estimated 38 million people, that's about 11%, are taking care of loved ones.
Wow.
And that care nearly amounts to about 35 billion hours. And then with a value of about $600 billion. So that stat in and of itself
yes.
is saying, but you know, caregivers have to
yes.
take care of themselves
yep.
because,
yes.
you know, the population mm-hmm. of age of those
yes.
65 and older are growing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The number of those 18 and under are shrinking.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
so we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves.
Yes.
So all of that to say, yes, we have, we don't, at DSAS don't necessarily have mental health services, but we can refer you. But
mm-hmm.
always, again, go back to your
yes.
primary care physician, get a referral.
Yeah.
There, we do have, and other organizations do as well, even United Way 211,
okay.
have a list of therapists and mental health professionals
nice.
That you can access.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, it's so much to talk about.
It's so much. We just do not have time, but that's why
yeah.
I think we at least planted the seed
yes.
for people to go and get any more information that they need or look up things
yes.
for yourself. If you're in Cuyahoga County, take advantage of your
mm-hmm.
department.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said you had brought.
Yes, I did. I brought some gifts for you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so sweet.
I didn't expect that.
This look, I can't
so
open it.
Nice.
Right? I don't know what I did wrong.
I didn't do anything.
Well, I
was in there too tight. There it is.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
Thank you
look
so much.
Look at this,
much.
Y'all. Look at this.
All right.
Our mud is better than your mud.
But thank you so much again. I appreciate
you.
Oh, my God. I so enjoyed that. That was so needed. I hope that you all have learned a lot or that, like I said, is planted a seed in you so that you will go out and get the necessary information that you need. A lot of people are out there. We heard the statistics taking care of elderly parents, taking care of elderly adults. So make sure that you are informing yourself and educating yourself. If you enjoy this segment or if you enjoy watching me as well as watching me and Vanetta on our Tea Times, continue to follow us on Facebook or on YouTube. Also, if you can't watch the show, listen on the go wherever you get your podcast. So until next time, I'll see you for another episode of Public Opinion. Bye-bye.